So welcome, my name is Meryl, if I haven't taught you before. And for today's meditation, we're still working with the theme this month at the studio, tapas. Tapas. And it's a Sanskrit word that means heat, or like the friction caused by going against the grain, right? That bit of discomfort and the way you feel when you're in it. And the idea behind tapas, which is like in the foundational yogic texts of the world, the idea behind it is sort of, you know, we step into the fire, we do this uncomfortable work in order to burn away what we no longer need and sort of emerge more ourself, more alive, right? So when this theme came up, I had a little bit of resistance to it because it's such a historical teaching, right? This is like very much a depth yogic and meditation teaching. And when I originally started practicing yoga, I followed sort of a historical lineage and practiced these sort of deeper practices. And for a time, I loved it. And then at a certain point, I sort of realized that I wanted to become a mom, and then I became a mom. And all of a sudden, these really sort of ancient practices and really deep practices didn't feel like they served my life, right? They didn't make sense for who I was in the world and what I was trying to do, which was really just get through the day in a joyful and present way, right? That's my goal. And so I sort of stepped away from those historic teachings and sort of melded them into my own, and that's what I've been teaching the last couple years. And so then tapas comes up. I'm like, okay, what am I going to talk about this? And I went back to some of my teacher's teachings. I'm like reading through my notes. And what I found that I had forgotten was that in the teaching of tapas, there are really two levels that are referenced. And the first level is what's called the life-affirming practice of tapas. And that's what we're doing, right? That is carving time out of your day to come and unroll a mat or sit on a cushion and practice something that sometimes feels lovely and sometimes maybe is a little sweaty or uncomfortable in a way. And we do it because we know it is good for us somehow. It's good for our soul, our well-being, right? And then the second level is the life transcending practices. And those are the deep practices that traditionally you would, sort of renounce your life and go stay at an ashram or a monastery and really spend your life studying, right? And I'm going to generalize, but I'm going to say that that's not us. Right? And maybe it will be one day, who knows, if it is good for you. But for today, I want our practice of tapas to be life-affirming, right? Life-affirming. And so I will just say that I personally find meditation to be very much a practice of tapas. It can definitely be uncomfortable. It can be uncomfortable in the little way of, I still have 47,000 things to do this evening, and yet I'm going to sit here. It can be uncomfortable in the, I came here to feel peaceful and calm and quiet, and we close our eyes, and there are so many thoughts. I feel like I can't get a second breath, a pause, right? And sometimes it's just uncomfortable because we just sat for 25 minutes without moving, and your back hurts or your foot fell asleep, right? So we let that discomfort rub against us. We let it teach us how to be with discomfort. And then we get to walk back out into the world, and all those little discomforts of our day, the irritating brush up against a coworker or a partner, the frustration of traffic in the city, whatever it is, right? We brush up against those with a little bit less heat. We have a little bit more tolerance because we practice in this way. So we'll practice this evening and see how it feels for us. Yeah. So you're going to find your seat. And as always, I like to remind you guys that you can definitely move in this practice. The movements we try to avoid are my nose itches, I want to fix my shirt, right? Those movements are your brain is bored and you're distracting yourself. The movements we acknowledge are my leg has fallen asleep and I cannot stand that sensation one more second, or my back is screaming at me today, in which case you take a moment to really mindfully notice it, and then you address it how you need to address it, right? You can use a wall behind you. You might uncross your legs and cross them the other way. You might add a prop. Just know that you have that freedom throughout our practice, okay? All right. So we'll find our seat to start with this evening. Hands onto the lap, and as you're ready, you might let your eyes drift close. If it's more comfortable for you, you're always welcome to keep a soft gaze down towards the ground. And together as a group, a nice full inhale in and a sigh. And do that again and inhale, fill yourself up. And a sigh, let it go. Let the lips seal. And the breath starts to flow at its own natural pace. Just nice, easy inhales and exhales. And we take our first moment just to settle. To feel where you landed. To notice where you are in your day today and the energy that you feel. If there's a pressing thought or an obvious emotion present, you just take a moment to see it, to notice that it's here with you today. You feel your breath rolling in and out with ease, and we take time just to settle our bodies. Maybe feeling the brow smooth and release. The skin around the eyes softens. You feel your jaw, your lips, your tongue relax. Easy, open throat, not holding back any words. And feel your shoulders settle a bit. And spend an extra couple breaths there at your shoulders. As if just by breathing, you could melt tension. You might notice the weight, the length of your arms. Sensing the way your hands rest against your lap. Perhaps just noticing inside the palms or the fingertips, can you sense that tingling, that vibration of energy, of aliveness? You notice the center of the chest, the way breath feels there, or heartbeat. You notice what else you might feel. If you feel a weight, a texture, a sense of lightness or darkness, maybe a sense of nothing. Breathing down into your belly and inviting your belly to soften. Part of this practice is allowing yourself to settle right into this moment without resisting, without guarding against. Your belly softens, your hips, your thighs. Until eventually you take in the entire seated body. Feeling one sensation rise and fall, and then the next. This is how it feels to sit in this moment. And this is how it feels to sit in this moment. Gently let your awareness settle onto your breath. As you breathe in and out, where do you feel it? Perhaps it's in the nose or the throat, somewhere within the torso. Invite yourself to rest inside your breath. Feeling each new expansion, and each new contraction. As we move towards silence, absolutely thoughts are going to rise up. You're going to forget your breath and get distracted by something. And every time this happens, no matter how many times, as soon as you notice the thought or the distraction, you just do a little smile, a little nod, and climb back inside your breath, looking for the inhale or the exhale. Smiling at the distraction and coming back. Lately, I've been visualizing each little thought, each distraction as one of the fall leaves. Each thought, each worry is just a leaf floating off a tree. We don't chase them or grab hold of them. Simply sit and smile as they drift in and out of our field of vision. Here's a red one. This one's gold. Green. Doesn't matter what shows up. We sit with gentle awareness. We find our breath. taking a moment here to feel your breath. If you drifted away, take a moment to notice where you went. Feel yourself relaxing back into your body for this final moment, this final breath. Drawing a nice full inhale in and release a sigh. Drawing your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin down. Taking a moment to honor the tapas, the work, sometimes easy, sometimes difficult, of sitting still and being present. Thank you guys so much for sitting with me today. It was my honor to be with you. Namaste.